Blog Talk Radio.
Zion.
Hey yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out.
Only you remini. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should live what it say. Only a remnant gonna be spared. Only a remnant gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only a remnant. 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 When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only a remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart yearns for you, and the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only a remnant. 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 When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only a remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return.
All right. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. Trucker by trade, y'all, and once again, it's on another episode. Getting started. We just this open discussion. We can talk about various things. I love that drift. I associate the drift when we in deep conversation. It's like the Holy Spirit, God, somebody somewhere is getting something out of what's being said. You know, that's the way I think of it. However, it's good to have a topic and stay on topic. I understand. It's just, you know, this on my little journey, y'all. I listen to all different types of people on my journeys thus far, man. I mean, I've heard from all different types of Israelites. I just lend my ear out. And that's something that you will find that a lot of people say that's a big no-no because of the fact that, you know, some brothers are just not as informed as others. You can be listening to knowledge that is, well, wrong. And I understood that. I just kind of approached it in my own little discernment. You know, and I advise everybody to kind of do the same because I definitely invite, you know, well-seasoned brothers, in my opinion, to come on to my show. I invite them all, man. I even want to invite brothers that I, you know, disagree with. I mean, that invitation is open for them, too, because I just know that everything I'm saying may not be right, man. I just, you know, that's the way I feel about it. And I just want the listener to have that understanding that, you know, this is open for anybody and everybody to come on in and tell us what they believe in. And let's talk about it. Let's sit down and talk about it, right? The goal is to get to the middle of the road. This is what I call just kind of having a mutual understanding about what's being said in the scriptures, you know. So that's what it's all about. So with that said, let me go to my panel and open up the lines here. All right, hope y'all can hear me real good. All right. Let's see here what we got here. Oh, wow, we got a full house here. All right, let me find out who wants to be on the show, who's just here to listen or whatever. Let me find that all out. All right. Oh, there she goes, Sister Belle.
Shalom, right. Shalom.
Shalom to you, Sister Belle. How's your day so far?
So far, so good, and I'm just blessed each and every morning that I wake up. So I'm blessed today.
All praises. In Christ's name, all praises. All right. We got Eric Code 936. I think that's Brother Ronald right there. I think he's here.
All right. Wonderful. Praise
you. Shalom. How y'all doing?
All right, Brother Ronald. Yeah.
Brother Ronald, you
so
just don't know.
So once again, it's on, Brother Ronald.
You were dearly missed. I was just praying for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Praying for you. Yes, sir.
Okay, we got another brother in the house. I think this is my brother Jet out of Louisiana here. I'm going to find out if you want to be on the show or want to sit back and listen. Let me find that out. All right, brother Jet, is that you? Eric code 903-316.
No, I think that's just listener.
Okay. All right, caller. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you had a question or anything, just press 1, and I'll come running, okay? All right. Let me put you back on hold. Okay. All right. Well, Sister Belle, let me get myself off speakerphone. All right, Sister Belle, if you could do a little introduction or whatever, I'm going to step away from the phone for 1 second. I'll be right back. I so appreciate that if you could do that for me.
Okay, well, I know it's great to have Brother Ronald back in with us and everything. And Brother Ronald, you are a man of the word, and you studied, and, you know, I'm coming out of Christianity. And I'm new to waking up, and there's a little that I know, and I'm just learning. And we have had an opportunity to at least talk to one or two people who were listening and who were asking questions. And I believe the last time you was with us, we had a young lady that called, and I think that we really have set a precedent, and that means that we are touching lives, that there are people out there that are listening and taking in the words that we say and the things that come out of our mouth. And you know what's so good about it? It's because it's almost like we're just everyday people. We're just trying to learn. We're just trying to find out some information. Actually, Brother Michael was talking just a few minutes ago, and this particular blog talk radio is for those type of people who are trying to make that transition. They're trying to question, why should I consider, you know, Israelites? You know, what is that all about? And I don't want to just come and go and try to, you know, that type of thing. They want to ease into it. They want to get a little bit of the information. So this particular outlet, I think, is just right for regular people talking and trying to get the gist of it. That maybe, just maybe, someone is going to hear something that's going to make them want to go and do their own research and look into the matter for themselves. So I think this is a way of letting it into their spirit. They're opening up their heart, and their spirit goes in, because you said yourself. And, you know, that's the reason why I say, you know, it's amazing, but I'm going to bring this right back, that it's Yah that comes into our hearts and changes us. It's not what we do or what we say. If they have the spirit of Yah within them, he's gonna open up their hearts and let them in. What are you thinking? And can you just talk a little bit about waking up, and what do the average person, male or female, may want to do? To just, how do I go about trying to find out about Israelites? What's the first avenue? What's the first step? What would you say, sir?
The first step is to repent. To repent of your sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says without repentance there's no salvation. So
okay.
We have to repent, and we have to study to show ourselves approval. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. And we have to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. You know. And we also have to start keeping the Sabbath day, because Sunday is not the day that we're supposed to be going to church.
Yes, sir. And that is what a lot of people are not even familiar with. So that's a good one, because waking up is coming into the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And say you can't go by what you've already know and what you're accustomed to. It's time to start living the truth. And the Saturday is on Saturday. That's one thing, is acknowledging that you understand, right? You read, like you said, study, read, and then you acknowledge that you understand this. This is the truth. I mean, it's truth,
right,
and there's
right
nothing
on
that you can take away from it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Also, that's controversial. Also, with Israel, there's
what do you mean,
some
the Sabbath?
Israelites. Yeah, the Sabbath. Uh-huh. You got Israelites that go by the moon, right? You got Israelites that's out there just take 12 hours for the Sabbath, and that's it. So almost like they set their own little time. I ain't going to say 9 to 5, but, you know, just during the daytime, you know, on Saturday. Or maybe
okay,
they
Brother
just
Mike.
Say Saturday. I'm not sure.
Okay,
it's different.
Then.
So go ahead.
Okay, well, I still have a question. I still have a question, because you say that there is a little of some that believe one thing or the other. And so so if they're going by the moon, according to the moon, so is it possible that their Sabbath may fall on, according to our current calendar, a different day?
Right. Uh-huh.
Even if they go by the moon, even if they go by the moon, is it possible that, you know, so what you're saying is that there are Sabbaths, because they're going by the moon, could vary from one day to another day. It's not on
yes.
the same day. Is that what you're saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think
yeah,
the... go ahead. I'm just new to this, so I'm going to just make a comment.
Go ahead. We'll make a comment.
Okay, and then you can answer this everything, because you're talking to someone that's not familiar with their concepts and everything, but I just think the Most High is precise. I think that he wouldn't give us something that we couldn't, we have to just start doing a lot of being on the outside, you know, checking the moon and that type of thing. I think that if he says 7 days, that he means 7 days. And then he said that the evening and the morning is one day. You know, I'm saying the evening to the next morning, what have you, how he count his days. And I think that we should do the same. But your comments on that. Time.
Say it again.
I said, what is your comments on that? I'm thinking that it's time. What time of the day and that type of thing is the question, is that question, but maybe not so much as the seventh day. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying that
no,
it should be the seventh day, Saturday.
Yeah, we still have to keep the Sabbath.
Right.
We said even though they keep the new moon, that don't mean that. Because I'm trying to get a scripture that says.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and look for that scripture, brother. Brother Michael.
Yeah. There's
you...
Yes. There's just difference, and I wish I had a brother on the show that. Believe in the moon Sabbath, so I can't really tell you the details on why they chose that route or anything about that. I really can't, you know, tell you, you know.
Yeah.
I came in this truth with Friday when the sun goes down to Saturday when the sun goes down, and that's the only way I know. You know what I'm saying, that I've been knowing. But as I put my ear to the ground in my little journey here, I bumped into a little bit of everybody. So I do my best in trying to tell you a little bit about why they come up with the moon Sabbath and things of that nature.
I want to make a comment.
Here. All right, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we came make up what we want to keep. You know, we got to do it the way the Most High says to do it.
Right. Genesis 2.
Go 2 and 3. You going to Genesis?
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's
that.
Maybe where you going to. Genesis 2 and 3.
I was going to another scripture, but we can read that scripture that you read.
Okay, let me read that one first, and then if you'll read the next one. Okay, Genesis 2 and 3, it says, let me just start at one.
Yeah, that's a good
thus
one,
the heavens, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he has rested from all his work which he created, which Yah created and made. Okay, that's what I wanted to put down as being the seventh day. So no matter whether the moon or whatever, the seventh day is definitely something that I would
exactly.
Be. Okay.
And the new moon wasn't even mentioned back then.
No,
I don't
it was
know
not.
Keeping the new moon. They wasn't.
No, it
exactly.
was not.
Exactly. That's good. That's good. Exactly. Yes. And he said he blessed his 7 days. So this
exactly.
is a special day to the Most High.
And also
yes.
that is the beginning of the Gospels. That's at the beginning. That's the instructions from the beginning. So anything that came after that and so on, I think that's when the transformations and everything took place. But as we go through this, we will learn more. And I'm just saying that as just criticizing that because it was just at the beginning. And it's tremendous. It's profound. And it's his word, you know. So here we go. And your scripture, brother?
Ezekiel chapter 20.
If you'll go ahead and read that, I'm going to make a note of it, but go ahead. If you'll read it, can you read that for us?
Yeah, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, and they walked not in my statutes. Repeat that again. And they walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, they greatly polluted. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. And I'm going to drop down to verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath. I'm going to read verse 19.
Okay.
I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbath.
Yeah.
And they... and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye are, that ye may know that I am your God.
Yeah.
Stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very powerful, isn't it, Brother Ronald?
Yes, ma'am.
It's almost no clearer.
Yes.
It's almost like you can't get any clearer than that. Not to me.
Exactly.
To me, that's clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If y'all could, do y'all know where in Samuel, where King David and Saul was having troubles, and he was wanting to meet with Saul's son. I think his son was named Joshua. I don't know, but he wanted to meet with him, and they talked with each other about Joshua was going to talk to his dad, Saul, and give David a sign, the note to tell David if Saul wanted to kill him or not. So Saul at the dinner table was talking to Saul and asking questions about David to Saul. And then when he came and understood that Saul wanted to kill David, that next morning he got up and shot some arrows to David to let David know, you know, without telling him, you know, to give him a sign that Saul is out to kill him and he needs to run. You know what I'm saying? Run for his life.
Okay.
Do y'all remember, Brother Ronald, do you remember exactly what I'm talking about? Now, the reason why I brung that scripture up, I think it was 1 Samuel, is it 5?
Okay. I'm looking at 1 Samuel 28. I'm looking at 28:15, but maybe that's not what it says, though. 28:15. It just says, go ahead, brother.
All right. You go ahead. What 28:15?
I'm not reading scripture. This is just I just looked it up on the net. It just says that Samuel's spirit speaks to Saul. Which seems to imply that this is not okay. That's a different one.
Yeah, that's when Samuel dead and Saul went to that person to try to talk to him, even though he was in the.
Okay, all
right. You're right.
Okay,
that's not what I'm.
Okay.
I want to say it's in 1 Samuel. Is it chapter 5? I guess 5:25 or something like that.
Well, brother, we might be able to get it, but I know I haven't been
able
to.
Yeah, but the reason why I even brung that up, is because a lot of the guys that go by the moon as a Sabbath, they look at this scripture differently than we do. All right? Because when David told, I think his name was Joshua, Saul's son, that the new moon is coming up and they're going to have a feast. And that's going to be day one of their, he gave an indication that that was day one, right? I believe, yeah, day one or so. And on the third day, which is day three, that's when Joshua is going to send them a message to let them know or something like that. There's a countdown of the Sabbath right there. And by the time King David makes it to a priest and get the Goliath sword and the bread while he take off running, that was a Sabbath day, to my understanding, because it's on the Sabbath day that the priest, they change out the loaf of bread, as I guess is on the altar. And so they was looking at it as in that light. Because if you count the new moon feast, if that was day one, then the seventh day on the Sabbath must have been, you know, I mean, they were going by like that. They must have been going by the moon or so
and
like
the,
that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to freestyle it, but I'm trying to freestyle.
I'm understanding what you're saying. I'm saying that, according, because they didn't have clocks. And they used the moon and the sunrise and to as their signs of days. Is that correct? You agree?
Well, they had knowledge of how many hours it was, and that a way of telling the time of day, you know, how many hours
sunrise,
were in a day.
Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise and sunset,
that,
right? They use
I believe some sundials, things like that,
sundown.
Where they can.
And I believe
Go ahead.
I mean, even in Genesis, doesn't it say that the evening and the morning was the next day?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that in Genesis, right? That's how it was written. So they use that as a way of counting the days. The confusion is the evening, and then the morning. It's the same day, basically. That's the reason why I'm just waking up, so just hear me out. That's why the Sabbath begins on the evening of Friday, because the evening and the morning is that day. That is the Sabbath. That is that day. And so, but they were going by the evening and the morning and counting their days prior to, that's what you're saying, prior to the Sabbath. So they started counting their days, and that's how they're using the moon and that type thing to guide them and lead them. Is that what you're saying to me, Brother Michael? But that's not going to help me as a new believer right now, right? Because right now I just need to just stand on the word in Genesis. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well,
I'm a newcomer, so I'm finna stand on the word. That's basically what I'm saying.
You're a newcomer, so just listen is what I would say.
I am listening.
Just listen. All right, just listen.
I'm being open, but I can see this, but I don't see the others, and you're saying that, but I'm just having open discussion about it that I can see and I can read that about the seventh day being the Sabbath, and so I'm just saying, but when you're talking about the moon, you're talking about how time was counted and days was counted and best. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm listening, brother.
The sun, I want to say that was your time. That was your clock. The moon was your day. you know, and they was able to figure out when the full moon was it was full. That's day one of the month. It's a new month. And they have a feast on the first day of the new month.
Yes, I understand.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the sun they use as the clock, and they was... All right, I'll come to him in just a second. I got some things I got to say. Yeah,
okay.
So the sun, they use that as the clock. I believe they had some type of sundial that they use, mechanism. You know, as time progressed and technology of in their time was trying to progress during that, they had that sundial to where they could look at the shadow at that time. I want to say that sundial came out probably Abraham's time when they thought about that idea right there. That's a very old idea. And, yeah, so I just want to let you know that as far as using the sun as a watch, they was doing something like that. They can count the hours or whatever. Now, if everybody had them accessible, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if everybody had that accessible, but people who were very concerned about it, I imagine, would try to get their hands on it. Okay, go ahead, Brother Ronald. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, keep what you know is right. If you like, if you're a newcomer, you know, don't get into something that you don't know nothing about and you haven't done any studying on it. You know, because it's just confusing, you know. And that's how many people get confused. They start doing other things, you know, instead of doing the basics, you know, following the basics first and then, and then walking, eat meat, you know. So if you're a babe, you don't just start eating meat, you know. You got to be patient. You got to be long suffering, you know. So you can't just jump into something that you don't know nothing about. So I just stick to what I know, and that's just keeping the Sabbath, and all those other things, all those new moons and all those festivals. You know, you can learn. You can learn more about those things, and then you know maybe down the line you can keep one, you know. But until then,
yes.
I just you know do what you know is right, what you can understand for yourself.
Yeah, I believe that waking up, coming into the knowledge, is when you want to go back and reread the Bible. Because you want to go back and try to understand what the things that maybe went over your head or you were not told about. And you can learn those little things. But right now, when you're talking about the Sabbath and you're talking about to a person that's coming out of Christianity, okay, so the Sabbath is not Sunday. The Sabbath
now,
is Saturday.
I want to read something. I'm sorry to cut you out, but I want to read this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, I got this from, I downloaded it, got it off the website. It says, the change of the Sabbath day, Constantine the Great was a Roman emperor from A.D. 306 to 337 A.D., converted to Christianity. On March 7, 321 A.D., issued a civil decree making Sunday a day of rest from labor was made law. See, that's why so many people go to church on Sunday because what the Romans did, you know, that because you know the Bible said that the wicked, the Job 9:20. 27 says the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. So they changed Sabbath day into Sunday. You know, this guy named Constantine. You know, and that's what we're following. We're following something that a man wrote down instead of following what's already written in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, Brother Michael, you was.
Yeah.
I believe I heard you say something about that once before, too.
Yeah, Christianity. It was formed. Constantine, there was a lot of pagans in the Roman era. And there was people bumping heads about what religions and who religion is better. Constantine came up with that idea and making Christianity the number one religion. However, by doing so, he incorporated some pagan type of traditions and ways inside of it. And he thought that was the way to go. All right? That was the way to go. They was already worshiping on Sunday as far as the pagans go. So, with that being said, he made it rule, and anybody worshiping on Saturday, they were subject to punishment. I don't know if of death. I don't know if he went to killing them. I'm not sure about the history that well. But I know it was a rough time to get the Jews on board. All right. But hold on, 70 A.D., we got kicked out of the land, so a lot of us wasn't even there when he did this in the land. So as far as any Israelites that's still in the Roman Empire and that kingdom up north, they were subject to all of that. All right? And the Spanish Inquisition, if you was to Google that, Spanish Inquisition, when the Jews got kicked out of Spain, out of Europe, this is well after Rome done failed and Christianity prevailed, and the Spaniards, the people of that time who had some power in that area at that time, was ready to kick the Jews out of Europe. And so that's why a lot of Jews also from that end came into West Africa from that area.
Oh, I see.
Right? So, yeah. So that's a lot of that's a source that a lot of people don't go to, because it definitely lets you know that the Jews were people of color. Sister Thel, I'm going to walk away from the phone. I'll be right back, all right?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Brother Ronald, so knowing that Constantine was a Roman emperor, and that he was he had this pagan idea, he worshiping pagans, how did Christianity just make that switch? Because I'm sure they must have been aware. I mean, like he said, he said that maybe they've been threatened not to use it. It was become law to not worship on the Sabbath, on Saturday or whatever. And he made sun. Does that have to do with the sun gods, the Romans, sun gods, that stuff, anything like that?
Yeah.
Can you shed any light on that? Just a little bit.
Yeah, he has a lot to do with the sun god.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but pagans. Right, they were pagans converting to Christianity, and they kept some of their ways.
Yeah,
and they went far as naming the days of the week, our calendar.
Oh wow, it's getting worse.
It's riddled with pagans. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. These are pagan gods that they worship.
It just gets worse and worse the more I learn.
Right, yeah.
It's terrible because we're saying that there's so many things that, we didn't know about that. You know, in Christianity, they don't teach us about Constantine, how he changing, being worshiping pagan gods and that type thing, and how Christianity came out of that. But, if anybody is wondering, they can always do the math. Go back and see.
You got to understand, sister. Okay, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. I'd be having much to say. But go ahead.
Go right ahead, brother. I'm just coming off the top of my head, and I'm just saying that it would just, you please continue.
Okay, I just wanted to say that you got to remember that we are descendant of slaves, right? So what they're teaching us is understanding that they had that was widely shared in their world, right? We didn't have, they didn't consider, a lot of us was probably Muslims when we came over here. Because the Islam world, which we haven't talked about yet, covered a lot of Africa where we were. Okay, so Christianity had an agenda of wiping away Islam away from our minds and culture that we had, our identities and stuff like that. So now that raises up another argument. Did they know we was Israelites, or did they think that we were some Hamite Muslims, you know, that converted into Muslims and all that type of stuff, you know? So I don't know how to play it. A lot of times the way I see it set up, it seems like they know who we are. But then sometimes it makes you think they have no clue who we are. You know, we're just some people they got from Africa is all they know. But either which way you look at it, Christianity was formed by the Catholic Church, you know, and they was pagans before they came to Christianity. And they trying to imitate what they have witnessed all that time back. And they mixed it with the sun god that they're into. Now, the sun god is actually very, very old in paganism. You can see that in Egypt also. And so you will see a correlation between a lot of the pagans. They all got some things in common. Well, that's besides having multi-gods, pantheon of different gods and beliefs. But you also see that they kind of share in that. But having that sun god and moon goddess and all of that. Now, you got to go take it back to Nimrod, all right? Because Nimrod was considered, when he died, he became the sun, all right? Now, his wife, Nimrodramesis or something like that, she became the moon goddess. Okay, and before she died, she had a baby by Nimrod, which Nimrod was already dead. She said Nimrod's spirit got her pregnant. So it was one of those type of births that, she wasn't a virgin, but she got pregnant with Nimrod already being dead, you okay? And that baby was called Tammuz. And you can read about Tammuz and Ezekiel. When God was showing Ezekiel all the horrific things the Israelites were doing, it showed that they was weeping for Tammuz. And the reason why they were weeping for Tammuz is Tammuz died when he was just a little baby, about like 3-5 years old or so. A wild boar had killed him. And so they was worshiping Tammuz as like a baby god, half man, half god type of deity, you know. So it goes back. It goes back, and it's not new to Israel, and it's not new to the pagan world. And worshiping the sun and God, and I like to go ahead and throw this in while I'm at it, is that Nimrod, the Epic of Gilgamesh, and the Egypt pharaoh Amun-Ra, they all got that in common by being somewhat of a sun god type of figure. You know, once they died, they became like the sun they always some type of thing. I would say that they probably is the same person. All right?
That's what the Egyptians practice. Egyptians, that's not the same thing. Egyptians, the people that God destroyed, the Egyptians, Egypt,
right.
Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, they believed in all of
false
gods.
That's right. So Nimrod was one of those false gods. a man who once lived and was king of the earth. He ruled over everything and tried to build a tower. And you can see it echoed all through all these different nationalities, and people all over the world are keeping that pagan type of understanding. So that would let us know that he probably was a real man. You know what I'm saying? And what they walked this earth.
Yeah,
the world truly believed. Yeah, the world truly believed he became the sun or something. Or something like that, to that effect. Because they all got that in common. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing about it, they're dealing with the sun and the moon, and you know, the only part that the sun and the moon have any proper place and things that we need to be totally concerned about, wouldn't you say, is in Genesis. I'm just saying.
I understand.
That's all paganism. But even the people today, they can go back and they can see this. And so now we know that they were doing this paganism was running rapid. And it was forced for the people to learn and to worship the sun and the moon and all that type of thing. So we learned these things, and now we know better. Right?
Right,
so
right. And it seems simple. It seems
so
very simple to you.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems very simple to figure that out. But there's a bump in the road, Sister Dale. The bump in the road is that we today, we can see pyramids. We can see and have no idea how they put that together. We can see with our eyes that something extraordinary, even though they may have been believing in different paganism, they knew something that was so extraordinary that it boggles the mind today. And because it boggles the mind today, it still leaves a foot in the door and open up that there's more to this thing, right? And we have no clue how they built those pyramids. You know what I'm saying? And the ones in South America. And there's pyramids that we haven't even found yet. There's pyramids underwater, you know. It kind of lets you know it was during that big flood time, you know.
Yeah.
You got that. And that was always a hindrance. It was always for Israel. Israel always got caught up in that. But that's something that they could see with their eyes and just couldn't quite figure out. All right.
Yeah, we don't supposed to worship the things. We don't supposed to worship the things that God created. Go to Romans chapter 1. I want to share a scripture on that.
And the verse, brother?
So we're reading from verse 20 to 25.
Okay. Romans 1 and 20. All right. I'm showing Romans 1, 20. For the invisible thing of him, is that correct?
Yeah.
From the creation
of
the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Okay, so that also lets us know that they was they didn't know what they was doing. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But you want to go ahead and continue?
Yeah, yeah, keep reading. 25.
Okay, to 25. 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the, is it creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
All right, Sister, I don't mean to interrupt. I opened up the line of Brother Jet, area code 318.
Okay.
I think that's you, Brother Jet. Your line is
okay.
Open. You had your hand raised.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
So,
you just listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, and I had something to add to that, but I was waiting on
okay.
The brother to finish.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm finished reading that.
Yeah, so this is telling us that we are supposed to worship the things that God created.
Yeah.
We're supposed to worship.
I mean, that's what it's saying, that's what they were doing, right?
You remember when they made that golden calf?
Yes, okay.
You see what I'm saying? God was mad at them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was mad at them. You know, God is not no, you know what I'm saying? He's the creator. You know, he's not
right.
he's not the thing that's on earth, you know? You know, he's an invisible guy. Yes. That's all I had.
Okay. And Brother Jay?
All right, Brother Jay.
And that leads right to where what I was going to show you. I'm over here in Acts chapter 14.
Okay.
Start at verse 7.
Okay.
14 and 7.
I'll read it.
Okay.
No. All right. I think everybody there.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody.
Yes. Yeah, we there.
Okay.
Go
and
ahead.
There they preached the gospel, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being crippled from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leapt and walked. And when the people saw that Paul had done what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. See, even at that time, they were worshiping which were what we would call stars today, because certain planets were like stars to us. So even at this time in Acts, they was calling Paul and Barnabas these chief gods that they was worshiping. And but it gets a little deeper if you read on. It talks about Diana. That's the same as the Virgin Mary today. And Jupiter is Jupiter links back to Jupiter had a child that came down from heaven. Let me get it. Sorry. Let me continue to read so you'll get an understanding of what's going on.
Okay.
Verse 13. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garland unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things there that are therein, who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways." The same thing that brother was just speaking of in Romans is basically the same thing. They were worshiping they're worshiping these days, like the days of the week, like Saturn. Mm-hmm. Saturday, they were calling that Saturn. And Thursday, that's what, Thor's Day, right?
Right.
Am I right, bro?
That's Thor.
And see,
Thor,
that's
and his daddy was Odin. Uh-huh.
Right. And that's where they get the names of these planets. And we call up on these, when we look at these planets. Those are
some big pantheon. Yeah, a lot of gods. They had a lot of gods.
Right, all through time. You know, and you were right. It kind of like started from the time of Nimrod, because with those 70 angels that went away with the at the Tower of Babel, the 70 angels, they worshiped those angels that, you know, that took them their way.
Right. That just went over everybody's head, probably. You know what I'm saying?
That?
I think that went over everybody's head. What you just said? Those 70 angels that came and led everybody away astray. And change their languages and everything else, and they was worshiping those angels.
Right, every nation today got a different god.
Right.
I didn't understand where the angels come from.
We're drifting. Let's go on and drift there, then, brother Jeff.
I'm sorry.
You done threw that in there,
we
gotta drift.
When you said that, I'm like, okay, well, I know we're going down paganism, but then when you said the angels came down, I kind of got a little question in there.
Okay.
Where did the angels come from? The origin?
At the dividing of the tongue. At the Tower of Babel.
Okay, there. And the Lord said that the fathers, and when he said that he was going to mix the people up, and that's when the angels came down. So the angels came down and sent them to different and in different languages.
Right.
Okay.
They all spoke in one language back then.
Yeah, at one time they
everybody,
did, and then when.
And then the tongue, when the tongue would split, into 70 different languages. And 70 angels were the ones that, you know, guided them away from the Tower of Babel.
All right, what scripture is that? What scripture is that, Jet?
Well, while he's getting that, I can tell you, I would like to say something then.
Okay, go ahead, sister.
That alone tells me one thing, and I pretty much like to call it out when I hear something and it feels like, okay, so being said, now we know that we were all speaking the same language at one time, And everything after everybody was mixed up and they went their different ways and the 70 angels came down and we had all these different languages. But there's one origin. There's one creator. And it's just bringing me right back to where all of this paganism all started from. And but before that, we go back to the creator. And that's what I'm getting here. That maybe everybody just needs to kind of take pause and review, because those people made mistakes back then. This is the time of correction. We don't have much time to get it right. And this is all of those people that were scattered with these different languages, because apparently there is a spirit that all of us is embedded in all of us.
Okay.
And that's the same spirit. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And I think that's
I think you're taking it to now, you're understanding where Paul is coming from a little better.
Okay. All
right. Right?
And so now
that's what you were saying.
Now, I understand the 12 angels coming down. I understand what he was saying now. I get it. I got it.
No, I'm talking about it all leads back to God, I think is what you were saying, Sister.
Yes, it all roads leads right back to the Creator.
Right. You know, Paul's ministry. Right. But I was trying to talk about Paul's ministry. He wanted to bring everybody to Christ on a worldwide basis with his ministry.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Well, that's yeah. Hey, you know what, y'all? How about we take a break right now? Let's take a break, and on the other side of the break, we'll pick on up. I got a new jam. Never Fold is the name of the jam. Okay, Never Fold. It's you know, kind of hip hoppy, but I don't know. It just kind of set on my spirit. I really like it. I want to know what y'all think about it. It took me a while to warm up to it, though. But the more as I drive down these highways, man, it really sounds pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all hear it for over the break, all right? Let me put everybody on hold.
And I hope y'all can hear me speak the phone. All right, put everybody on hold. All right. Let me see if I can find it. Salvation. Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm looking for it. Okay, I guess I thought I loaded it up. I might have didn't loaded it up. All right, well, anyway, y'all, we got to say, here's another new jam by Hezekiah. It's called Salvation.
We almost at the end. I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sins. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Staying set apart, ain't even answering where I've been. Seeking salvation. Seeking salvation. Seeking salvation.
get salvation. That's the only thing that matters. We gon' climb a ladder. Holy Spirit, don't you ever leave me. If you do, then I'm fine. See that light, that's a reminder. Motivation, just keep climbing. Are we right here at the end? We watching this perfect time. Set yourself apart. Don't you be the doc. Don't you be the wife. Be like Lot. Care about your life. Seek the truth and don't you ever stop. The things that the Father promised us, nobody ever taught. How you can't tell the times we living, then you need a better watch. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we been patient. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we been patient.
We almost at the end. I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sins. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Staying set apart, ain't even answering where I've been.
Hey, seeking salvation.
Made a covenant with the water, spirit, and the blood of Christ. They agree in one. The Father and His Word and His Holy Spirit one. Had to purge my Ruach from the folly that was done. Had to give it all back to the Father and His Son. Seeking salvation through redemption. Seeking salvation. I'm patient. Salvation. We almost at the end.
I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sins. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Chasing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Staying set apart, ain't even answering where I've been. Seeking salvation. Seeking salvation. Seeking salvation.
Salvation. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Your host, Micah Israel. The number to call in is 563-999-3490. That's 563-999-3490. We're looking for your call, okay? So Sister Thel, she's the light on this show, everybody. She's still kind of out of everybody that's on the panel. She's the newest one, and she's also my mom. And I love her so much. She is learning and catching up so fast. And, catching up to me anyway, so fast. And she's starting to ask questions that it's hard for me to answer, you know. So I'm hoping that she really get a lot out of what's being talked about on these shows. I love the fact that she's growing. And I know there's a bunch of Sister Thels that's out there listening. I'm hoping y'all feel the same way and where she's coming from and things like that. And then you brothers that's on the panel, I hope y'all understand that this is what we're doing, what we're talking about is some serious stuff. It's controversial. And when we talk about controversial things, it needs to be in that light that we definitely don't want to stir nobody wrong, right? Everybody here don't 100% agree with everybody, you know what I'm saying? And this whole thing is delicate, all right? And I just kind of want to throw that out there, brothers. And when we speak on things, let's, you know, use those scriptures, man, and you know, put that. What we don't want to do is put things out in the wind, you know what I'm saying? Without the scripture to back it up. Not saying anybody have done that already. I'm just giving a heads up, you know, because on my journey I witnessed a lot of this, and if I can just kind of put it on everybody's mind that be prepared, man, you know, to put it out there because, you know, everybody's trying to soak up information here. You know, even me, okay? I'm not too far ahead of Sister Thel. She is growing real, real fast. Brother Jeff and Brother Ronald, they seem to be a little bit deeper in the game than I am. So I just want you guys to, you know, just consider where me and Sister Dale coming from. We all can have that understanding as we sit down and talk. Okay, that's enough with that. Let me open up everybody's line.
All right. Back to speakerphone. All right. Okay,
thank
I think everybody's lines open.
Yes, I'm back, and thank you guys, and I appreciate everything that you say, Brother Michael, because that's true. I'm coming out of Christianity, and I want to understand. When you're talking about waking up, yes, I'm soaking things in, and I'm listening. I'm listening to each and every one that comes on your show, and you too. And so I want to hear what's going on in the world of, you know, the Israelites. Because that's going to make me the better person that I can be. And I'm going to learn. And so, you know, that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from Christianity. And I'm trying to get it all in, take it all in. And I want to hear what you have to say about it. I want to hear what others have to say about it. Because if we don't hear what others are talking about, how are we to make a judgment, a sound judgment for our own souls? This is for our soul salvation. And we've been kept out of everything for too long. Now we want to hear really from everyone. I know it's not just me. It can't be just me. And so now I'm open because I want to hear. I want to hear the arguments. You know, I want to hear the this and that. And then I'm going to have to do my research because I have to understand one thing for sure is that I have to have that personal relationship with y'all, myself. And I have to understand all that I need to understand about Yeshaya. So I just want to say thank you to everyone, and you can understand that I'm listening, and I'm taking notes, and I'm going to do my research. And so I think as an adult, and when you're talking about our souls, I think everyone that's going to be listening will take that in mind, and they're not just going to just run and go one way or the other, but they need to hear what you have to say. And so with that, I'll let you continue the conversation, Brother Michael.
All right, Sister Phil. Love you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see, I want to say that it was Brother Jet had something he wanted to pull out, and I think Brother Ronald, I think he was thinking of a master plan, too, and he something he wanted to bring out. So with
okay,
whoever you brothers,
yeah,
I think before the break, yeah, I think before the break, Jet has the floor or something like that. So I'm going to pass the mic over here to Jet. And,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize. I said they started worshiping the angels. It wasn't the angels. I said that wrong. I apologize for that. But in the Book of Jubilees, chapter 11, verse 4, starting at verse 4, and they made for themselves, well, let me start it. Let me start so you'll know that we're talking about Babylon.
What page is that in the Apocrypha? That's in the Apocrypha?
No, it's in the Book of Jubilees. Little
oh, no, that's not in the Apocrypha, huh?
No, it's not in the Apocrypha. It's in the Book
okay.
of Jubilees.
Through the picture.
Now, you can download it on your playbook, you know, for free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just go ahead and read it. I wrote it down. So.
Okay. I'm going to start at verse 3. And the son of Hesed, built the city of Arah of the Chaldeans, and called his name after his own son, after his own name, and the name of his father. Verse 4. And they made for themselves molten images, and they worshiped each idol, the molten image which they had made for themselves. And they began to make graven images and unclean simulacra, and malignant spirits assisted and seduced them into committing transgression and uncleanness. And the prince Mathema exhorted himself to do all this. And he sent forth the other spirit. So when you say a prince, that's a fallen angel.
Okay.
You know, I never did research on his name. Some people say that was Satan himself, but, you know, I never researched the name. But he was over the spirits. He sent forth other spirits, those which were put under his hand, to do all manner of wrong and sin, and all manner of transgression, to corrupt and destroy and to shed blood upon the earth.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to clear that up. I said angels,
okay,
but it was other spirits that they started working in idols.
Okay.
Right. But Brother Jet, I think there is a scripture talking about there was some type of angel as far as the Tower of Babel that they was. I want to say that, and I'm driving right now, but I'm y'all go ahead and go to Brother Ronald next, but I'm going to look into that as soon as I come to a stop, okay? Because I'm sure this is, I want to bring that out, you know what I'm saying?
I thought I was going to read it. It may be in
I'm gonna help you find that.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead, Brother Ronald, you got the floor.
Yeah, we got to remember that those angels that fell with Satan upon the earth right now. They've been
right
upon the earth, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a lot to do with it too.
See, that's the million-dollar question. That's the million-dollar question. Was they fallen angels? You know what I'm saying, with the Tower of Babel? Is that when the God had cast them down? Or, I don't know.
That's something to think about
right there.
But they were bound in chains around before the flood. They was bound in chains before the flood. It was just them, when they got bound and chained, you had the giants that was left. And the flood killed most of the giants, you know, but they still ended up on this side of the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
So
okay.
Right. And with that said, on this side of the flood, the only one that was still loose was Satan.
Okay.
All right. In the pyramid, when you read Enoch, he put them in the desert. He put a Azazel in the desert.
He did what with them?
He put a Azazel in the desert over there in Egypt. Over there, that's in Africa now. A Azazel is under that pyramid. But the other pyramids, you have other angels up under too.
So you said the pyramids are a tomb?
Yeah.
So they're more like a tomb, a prison to keep them locked up.
Right. They bound in chains.
Hmm.
Yeah, that scripture is in 2 Peter, where it says that in 2 Peter, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, I got it.
Hey, one.
Second Peter. Chapter 2, verse 4.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
It says, for if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment, and spare not the old world, to save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, and bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. So that verse 4 says that some angels are in chains of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're definitely in tune. Okay. Well, wow. Okay. That's kind of scary, huh? If the pyramids, we can see them and they're magnificent. But what we're bringing out tonight is saying that underneath those pyramids, all right, that's why they majestically kind of put together, because that was the angels doing all that. You know what I'm saying? And they locked another angel up under there. They're actually a tomb. Wow, that's,
you talking about the pyramids?
That's heavy.
You talking about the pyramids in Egypt?
Yeah. All these pyramids around the world.
Well, he's not saying that.
Yeah,
I don't think. Oh, yeah.
Huh? What's that, sister?
No. I was just thinking about all the pyramids and that type of thing. I was just thinking all of them. Like you said, all of them. You say, wow, and I was saying, yeah, wow.
Okay. I got an Enoch where it talks about it.
Okay.
I'm in Enoch. This is chapter?
Sister Thel.
Chapter.
I'm going up some up and down to take over a little bit, all right? Just in case. I'm just telling you, just in case.
Chapter 9.
Go ahead.
Verse 10 in the book of Enoch. And then the Most High, the great and holy one, spoke and sent Asarallah to the son of Lamech and said to him, say to him in my name, hide yourself and reveal to him which is coming, for the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come on the earth, and what is in it will be destroyed. And now teach him that he may escape, and that his offspring may survive for the whole earth. And further, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel by his hand and his feet, and throw him into the darkness, and split open the desert which is in Sabaea, and throw him in there. Throw on him jagged and sharp stones, and cover him with darkness, and let him stay there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light, and that on the day of judgment he may be hurled into the fire. He dug a hole in the desert and put jagged sharp rocks up on it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a pyramid.
That sounds like a pyramid, yeah.
Man do that. You know it had to be angel. That was Raphael who did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that angel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I
want to
give a scripture.
Wow.
In I want to give a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Okay.
No, regular
Bible.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2. You can read it there. It's the same when you got it. You get it.
Oh, okay. I'm in the computer, so I'm going to go back up and bring it up then.
You say chapter 1.
Verse 2.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, I don't have it. I'm trying to look it up on the computer, but if you read it, Brother Jed, I appreciate it if you have it, or Brother Ronald.
It says, vanity of vanities, said the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. See, Solomon had, he was one of the wisest men in the world. He knew about all those things, about all the astrology and all those things, you know.
Right.
And he said all is vanity, you know. God gave him a lot of wisdom, you know.
A lot of wisdom, yeah.
But he said all is vanity. What it says, fear God and keep his commandments. I think that's I'm trying to get to that. Go to Ecclesiastes 12.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir. Let us hear the conclusion. Yeah, go ahead, read it, brother.
Okay. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I had to just
read that.
Step away. Go ahead, please. I'm listening.
Okay.
Read it again.
Chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. But this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Yes. And I want to go to one more scripture. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1.
Okay. All right.
This is for you, Sister Stella.
Okay. Okay.
It's all of us, anyway.
Like Genesis. I like Genesis, that's for sure. Because rereading the book is now it's very good to relearn everything. So Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of God, word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great rewards." Reward.
Start right there.
And Abram, okay.
Yeah. Now you can start right there. Just that one verse.
Okay. All right.
He says, "I am thy shield."
Yes.
You say, God is our protection, you know.
Yes.
And it says, "And thy exceedingly great reward." See?
Right.
That's what we're supposed to worship. We're supposed to worship the one that made all this stuff, you know. But we're not supposed to worship it, you know. We're not supposed to worship the things. We're supposed to worship the creator, you know, who made these things, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it also says.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm finished. Okay. I was about to say is that we've been hearing it all our lives, even in the Ten Commandments. It says, "Thou shalt not bow down to any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, and the earth beneath, or the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them or serve them." And we knew from young, we said it and we knew it, and, you know, it just went right over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
That showed, and even when we go to church on Sundays, we will see these engraving images in the church and won't say nothing. We'll bang them in our
yeah.
home and say nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I tell
yeah,
you
right
what,
on,
waking
right
up
on.
To the truth is something is very different. It's an awakening, all right. when
yes.
you look back
Dale.
At it and mm-hmm. think, yes.
Yes, Sister Dale, I wanted you to also see that it's never ending. You'll be learning the rest of your days and your life.
Yeah.
The book is alive. You know what I'm saying? And these
yeah.
scriptures, they're alive, and they will always keep revealing. You'll never conquer
yeah.
it. Never, you know. There's so much wisdom packed in there that, now, I mean, and just our basic canon that we have is will blow your mind, let alone going into the Apocrypha and the Pseudepigrapha. I cannot say that for nothing. Pseudepigrapha. Yeah, but anyway, so those are
wait,
know,
wait,
the
what,
book
what
of Jubilee.
What is that? Is that a book?
Yeah, it's a collection like the Apocrypha. It's just like the Apocrypha. It's a collection of other Hebrew writings, like the Book of Jubilee, like the third book of Enoch is in there. I think the fourth book of the Maccabees is in there. What else is in there?
Baruch, second Baruch.
Okay, second Baruch is in there. It's a continuation of the Apocrypha, really. You can find all of them inside that. I want to say the Ethiopian Bible have all everything in there. Am I right about that, Jet? Uh-huh. The Ethiopian Bible, you know, it's written in their language. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jay.
Can you get that book from Barnes and Noble? You think Barnes and Noble have it? Barnes and Noble.
I downloaded on my Playbook.
Oh, you can download it? Okay.
Yeah.
Amazon, I believe, got it. Amazon has it, I want to say. You know, you can find anything online. Uh-huh.
Since we've been reading and they knew that we, you know, start waking up, the book, the prices of the book have went up.
Yes, it has.
It went up.
brother, let's make sure we got the spelling of that correctly. And tell me if this is the correct way to spell that, what you're talking about. Is that Pseudepigrapha?
Yeah.
So I know that's like a pseudepigrapha. Pseudo.
Yeah.
Like pseudepigrapha.
Pseudepigrapha.
Yeah, like pseudepigrapha.
Say it fast.
I can't say it fast. But I think that's the book that you're talking about.
Pseudepigrapha.
Okay. So that's... Yeah, pseudo. So I think we can get it if we just do the pseudepigrapha.
Yeah.
I see the P-I and the G-R-A-P-H-A. Okay. So until we get correct pronunciation, that'll help us locate that book. And I was definitely was looking online as Brother Ron was wondering where we could get that. And so... Barnes and Noble was the place I was looking at. Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you another book, too, The Legend of the Jews. But I'm, you know, that's just for, you know, higher learning. Once you know, get the hang of it.
Right. Understood. I mean, we do have to take it. We don't we don't want to someone to just be shocked at what they learned and shocked the fact that they have been living under this, I don't know, these shades on our eyes. And so we really didn't never understand. So, you know, just talking about it helps me, and I'm sure it helps a lot of listeners that are listening, that it just opens the door to give us some clues as where to go to and just talk about it. We're just talking about being an Israelite and waking up to it. And like I was talking with Brother Ronald, you know, first things first, you know, what do you do first? And as he was saying, you know, repent of your sins, because we all have sinned, and acknowledge, you know, we have to study and to set ourselves up and be approved. So therefore, we got to research everything that we hear and see, and we got to just keep doing it. And like Brother Michael just said, it's going to be for the rest of our lives, because this is a never-ending thing, you know. So, in saying that, this is just really great, and I appreciate you, brothers, and the things that you talk about, and making it at ease, making someone welcome and at ease to talk about it. Yeah.
I'm gonna give one more scripture.
Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
Okay. I'm making notes while you're saying that, brother, and so therefore I usually do that first before I try to go to my Bible and
yeah,
everything.
Fine.
So But
this is why a lot of people this is why a lot of people allow.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Read that, brother, when you get it.
Yeah, I got it. You say you
okay,
read
go
it?
Ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can read it. Go ahead, read it, brother.
Chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure.
Second
Corinthians,
that's right.
Chapter
right.
4,
go ahead.
Verse 3.
Yeah, he said...
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Okay, you can start right there.
Okay.
So that's why a lot of people are lost, because the God, their God is the God of this world, Satan. You know, they have to in order for them to see, you know, Christ, they have to open their eyes to the truth. You know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, understood that. Yes.
I got a scripture that go right along with that, brother.
Okay.
Isaiah chapter 30. I'm going to start at verse 19
okay.
To 20. For the people, oh, I'm sorry. Let me know when y'all are there.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shall weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And although the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. Thy eyes shall see thy teachers, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, the Holy Spirit, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it when ye turn to the right and when ye turn to the left.
Yes.
Verse 22, and ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver
and the ornaments of thy molten image of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a minister's cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. And that's when we come to the truth, when we start finding out and understanding, yeah. We start getting away, start putting away these pagan traditions, Christmas, Santa Claus, Halloween, these crosses and fish and all of that. Get away from me. That's how it is, exactly. Once you come to this knowledge, this gospel that has been hidden from us, like the brother was showing.
Praise the Father.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring that out, because it went right along with it, brother.
Yeah, good.
Amen.
Sure good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's good, brother. Thank you very much for that.
No problem. No problem.
Are you a part of...
I got something I want
to... Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him a question. Are you a part
of
a congregation,
brother?
Are you a part of a congregation? I'm just asking. Are you a part of a fellowship?
No,
brother Jet.
But what I do, I follow GOCC from time to time, but I really do my own study. Because, when Christ speaks about the seed, the sower and the seed, you have to root this word in yourself so you won't be deceived by other people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what I did.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah.
No, brother. I just want to say that I kind of like that too, brother, because for the ones that are trying to wake up, brother, right now, they are definitely open. And they can't become part of a camp until you have some type of something to start with. You know, and then that way you know you done heard it all. You done got a little bit here, a little bit there, and you can make determinations or decisions, because, as I said before, this is our soul salvation that we have to work with. And we also want to be used, you know, we want to be used by Yah and lift up his name and his spirit, and we want to do all those things. So I just say that, you know, I do like the fact that I get a chance to talk with people, and no matter what, which way they're coming at me or telling me, because I'm going to pick up. I'm going to learn a little bit from each and every one of them. And for me, it's like being in the right place at the right time and the right person come along to hear what they have to say. So everything is done in spirit, and I believe that the spirit will lead us and the spirit will keep us. And so we're going to have to stay steadfast to what we're trying to achieve and to make ourselves better and to help others. Okay,
right.
Brother Mike.
Yes. No, never mind. I'm awake. I'm digging up the those 70 angels again. I'm looking into it right quick before we take another little break.
Okay, brother, we gotta have another show about this. But you know, the great thing about this is that I know we've been talking for a minute, but doesn't it just feel good to talk about it?
Right.
Because the world is talking about worldly things.
Right.
Yeah, I want to say something. I was listening to this guy last night, and he was talking about the children of Israel. Who are the children of Israel? And he said that we came from the line of Ham, the so-called African Americans. But he believed, that the fake Jews are the real Jews of the Bible. You know, and I'm saying to myself, if blacks were selling blacks, a light should come up in your, you know, you should, that should make you think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we know that God didn't choose him. He didn't choose them.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And coming out of Christianity, I can tell you, Brother Mike already done teach me on that part.
Right.
Where I was lost. Definitely. But you're right.
Can somebody look at Genesis 10, is it? Is it Genesis 10?
Genesis 10, yeah. Yeah. Genesis 10.
Genesis 10.
Yeah, that tells you who was on.
Never mind. Is that?
Go ahead.
Okay, is that talking of Genesis 10, just kind of giving up the names of descendants of Noah? Okay, gotcha. I'm trying to find the scripture
chapter 11.
Chapter 11? Okay.
Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was fascinated about that when we hit on it, and now that I pulled over, I get a chance to kind of find it. I'm looking for it. But, yeah, 70 angels played a big part in this. I don't know if it's let's see. Where is that scripture at?
Is it Genesis 11, chapter 11? That's where it's at, you think?
Yeah, it might be. Or Deuteronomy 32, verse 8.
Did you Google it?
I think that's connected to Genesis 11, I think.
I'll try to.
Deuteronomy 32, 11?
Yeah. 32:8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. According to the numbers, it was 70 of them that came out of I'm trying to put it together, y'all. We are running out of time.
You said 70 that came out of Egypt? 70?
Yeah, but the Tower of Babel happened. Yeah, the Tower of Babel happened before they, you know.
Jacob was born.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm trying to, that number 70, though, because they formed 70 nations, 70 different tongues, and I want to say there was 70 angels. You know what I'm saying? And, but were they fallen angels?
No, they weren't fallen angels. They were still in the heavens.
Oh, okay, well, they came from the Most High then. They came from Yah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these were good angels, you know, that God used, you know.
Right.
Well, y'all, I tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it. Oh well. We got 10 minutes left, y'all. Let's take a little break, and when we come out for break, we're going to say our last little piece, and, you know, we're going to, the show's going to come to an end, all right? So let me put everybody on hold, and I got another jam, a brand new jam that I want everybody to listen to. This one's called Never Fold,
All right. And it's pretty cool. It kind of grew on me. I want y'all to hear it. All right, y'all. Putting everybody on hold. All right, everybody is on hold now. And let's see. Let's play. All right, there we go.
Yeah. One thing I learned from Peter one time, never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes, never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line, I'll never deny.
Yeah. I told you I would never fold, even in the cold. I never lose my hope, back against the ropes. The sun's flower from the concrete is where I rose. It's just perspective, ain't no location for highs and lows. I can't believe the lie no more, the truth is in my soul. Holy Spirit, hold my pen, I'm writing with a ghost. The war is on, my hands are up, I'm fighting on 10 toes. I ain't come this far, I fight this hard to make myself known. And I can't switch sides no more, the fork is in the road, yo. And I'm trying to eat, yo, I play garnets with goals. I keep my faith to Yahweh, keep subscribing to the cold. Through grace, I'm hanging in there like a closet full of clothes. It's nothing you can promise me to leave that light alone. It's honesty over me trying to be like these clones. I can't turn my faculties over for their control. Them are those who want us dead, they either on parole. Never know what rejection is until you've been opposed. Won't understand God's reflection till they fill you with holes. I share my views and get accused of me trying to impose. They push their views through schools and news shows. Persecute the youth for drug use and then powder their nose. Lies and fabricated truths, but how will we know? Unless the Father left us clues inside a book of quotes to show the greatest of all time is a lamb and not a goat.
One thing I learned from Peter one time, never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes, never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line, I'll never deny.
Yeah. I'ma do this right, that's a sacrifice. They can miss me with the fame, miss me with the hype. You want me to play a game with the things I write. But I was never into playing games with my life. They say there's money on the line and I'm holding the dice. But I have no price, my soul to God, my body cold as ice. Now some might play dumb for 20,000 likes, yeah. But what everybody like won't help me sleep at night, no. Am I called or am I not called to be salt and light, yeah? Did I use God to get me to the table? Now I'm like, I can't reach a broader audience by saying Christ, So I'm supposed to start avoiding him all day and night, huh? Do I have the Holy Spirit or a poltergeist? Yeah, I slimmed down, not from New Orleans, I'm still a soldier right here. This is spiritual warfare that I'm supposed to fight. In Jehovah's sight, all my sin is an oversight. Yeah, my feet planted on a rock like soda and ice. When the money low, I'm still on go, his grace will suffice. There will come a time I can't purchase the merchandise. Keep this six absent from my flesh, that's a word of advice. Chasing bags to get you tagged like Judas type. It's more than just a ticket on your head for running through the light. Yeah, careful not to worship the golden calf. Don't deny, never get caught running with the bullseye like Pippin and Mike.
One thing I learned from Peter one time, never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes, never deny. Even when my faith will come a cry, I'll never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line, I'll never deny.
The Father, he gon' tell the children what nobody knows. He'll paint the picture with the scripture if we listen close. Give me lesson, give me blessing all throughout my woes. What should've killed me has built me and made me whole. What should've killed me has built me, I'll never fold. What should've killed me has built me, I'm solid gold. What should've killed me has built me, I won't sell my soul. What should've killed me has built me, I'm fully known. No, and ain't nobody tell me it be like this, no.
Got the pressure on me, but I won't quit, no. There's an open door, but I won't dip, though. Cause the Holy Spirit told me don't trip, yo. I got you, 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 I got you. That's why I never fold. I got you, 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 I got you. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. Never let me go. That's why I never fall.
All right, here we go. It's kind of a long jam, but anyway, it kind of grew up on me, y'all. I hope y'all like the jam so far. Right now, well, I got everybody lined open. Okay, so right now I want to go ahead and give our last little piece, you know, and start wrapping up the show. Let's start with you, Sister Thel.
Well, thank you very much, and I just appreciate everyone, and I've got some to do some reading now. So I think I've learned every time that we come on the show, I'm always getting things to go back and to research. And I appreciate everyone and everything that you said and done. So shalom to everybody.
All right, Sister Thel. Yeah. Who's next? Who one of y'all brothers want to go next?
Ronald. I want to quote Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So my final words is that don't believe everything you hear. Always be like the Bereans that went behind Paul and see if he was telling them the truth. And that's just what they did. And they found out that he was telling the truth. So let's not believe everything that we hear. Let's always back it up with what we have studied and what God's word says about any situation that we have or any question that we have. Shalom.
Shalom. All right. Brother Jeff?
Yeah, I agree with Brother Ronald. Brother Ronald. Okay. Yeah, Brother Ronald. I agree with you. We must root ourselves in His Word, so we won't be deceived. It's easily to be deceived with this, you know, new knowledge. I mean, this truth that's out. You know. We all are just waking up out of our sleep. I've been studying since about, I've come about this in 2006, 2007. And I seen that it was a lot of, you know, groups out there. So what I did exactly what Christ said. He said, the word come upon you, let it root, you know, root yourself in that word, so you won't be able to be deceived. So I advise you just, you know, root yourself in the word and be ready to hear every godly discourse. It's just, you know, you have the word up in you, so, you know, you won't be easily deceived. That's about all.
Yeah. Yeah, let's.
All right. Shalom. All right. I want to say to everybody that we have started a Monday show at 5 p.m.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Write that down.
we
Yeah, Monday show at 5 p.m. We didn't start incorporating that. And we want to hype that up. Yeah, man. And, all praises, man. And we'll see where this goes, y'all. We'll see where this goes. And, I want to say that. And, I just like Sister Thale. I've been knowing Brother Jet going back a little ways now, and I had the pleasure and honor to be on the show with you there, Brother Ronald, and the other brothers that coming in and out, you know, of the show, Apostle Malachi, and I haven't heard from Brother Lester in a while, but I appreciate everybody that contributed in speaking on the show. And but with all of that saying, I'm just saying that I'm just kind of like Sister Dale. I'm still kind of getting a lot of this in, and I know you brothers are a little bit more well-seasoned than me. And, we'll see where this goes. You know, I'm kind of like Sister Thale and just soaking it all in myself, you know. So I look for everybody to tune in at 5 p.m. on Monday. And, we're going to keep this thing going, all right? The hours are, it's Thursdays at 5. There's Sundays at 5, and now there's going to be a Monday at 5. So just to, you know, get Brother Jet hit on the schedule. All right. So Thursday, Sundays, and Mondays at 5. So if you can make it, you can make it. I know life, though, all type of changes in there, but we would love to see you come back on. All right. So with that said, I'm going to play my Everyday People. Because at the end of the day, man, we all just everyday people, man. We seeking the Father's face in this dark time that we're living in. Scary times. You know what? Maybe this Sunday we can talk about prepping. Prepping about what to do. Prepping on the things that we need to try to do in our homes. Probably stock up canned goods. Or be prepared to run and leave, you know. I would like to talk about end times and prepping this Sunday, if we can. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that said, man. And so with that being said, y'all, I'm going to put everybody back on hold, play my Everyday People jam, because that's what we are. We're seeking the Father's face, man, and I hope everybody enjoyed it so far. All right? So put everybody on hold, and Shalom to you all right? All right. All right. Play my Everyday People jam.
Brother's manhood, so they came to test me 'cause of my heritage. for something. If it's not, don't have to kill me.
Take the brother out for being rude. Hey, and like I said before, I was mad about it. It took three or four cops to pull me off of him.